After months of planning, the major groups hoping to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker kicked off their efforts overnight. The state Democratic Party and the group United Wisconsin held events around the state to distribute recall petitions and collect the first signatures. WUWM's Annalise Hensel stopped in at one of the gatherings and joins me in the studio. Good morning, Annalise.
Hi, Bob. I stopped at the recall headquarters on the city's northwest side near 76th and Appleton. There, a few dozen people got together around 11:30, but they waited until after midnight to start collecting signatures and circulating those recall petitions.
4, 3, 2, 1,
and the reason they waited till after midnight is because the groups behind the recall effort chose today, the 15th, as the first day they can circulate papers. And that starts a 60-day clock ticking. They'll have 60 days in which they can collect and turn in signatures. I talked to one of the organizers, Stephanie Findlay, in the wee hours of this morning, and she said the volunteers will get to work immediately.
This was really good for us tonight. I mean, for Midnight Madness, for people to come out, and most of these people that came out are volunteers, so they can hit the ground running first thing come tomorrow morning. Well, it's already morning, so I guess 6, 7 a.m. they can hit the ground running to go get collect their signature, so it was good for them to come and get signed up this early.
Do you know where the volunteers will attempt to collect the signatures?
They're looking for high visibility locations, places where it'll be easy for those interested in signing petitions to spot them and pull over or walk over and sign the petition. Findlay, who we heard from a moment ago, says that she has staked out a spot.
Well, I'm going to be on the corner of 30th and Hampton. I'm hitting all of my neighbors, and then there's a lot of traffic coming down Hampton. I'll have a table and sign-up sheets right there. They can stop, drive up, sign, and keep going.
Another volunteer, Chris Christie, says that she'll start her day today outside Beans and Barley, a restaurant on the east side. She also says that she'll stop at grocery stores, resale shops, and coffee houses in the weeks to come.
You can't go on private property unless somebody gives you permission, but you can stand on public sidewalks and you can stand near a place as long as you're on the sidewalk. So, yeah, that's where we'll be.
Conversations about recalling the governor began in earnest last winter, and during the debate over his divisive limits to collective bargaining for public employees, is that the issue, Annalise, that's driving most of the recall workers?
The people I spoke with overnight said their opposition started over the union rights issue. Retired teacher Larry Deutsch is working in the recall Walker office in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood.
I'm very proud of this state, and I'm particularly proud of its progressive traditions. And this governor has attempted to destroy them. I can't live with that. I will do everything I can to turn him out of office and reclaim the state that I grew up in and that I've lived my entire life in.
Now, Deutsch says he's also upset with the governor for other issues as well, including for big cuts to public education. And some other people at the recall kickoff said they don't like the governor's proposed Medicaid cuts. Jamal Murden is a Milwaukee resident who plans to circulate petitions, and he was there to sign one right away at 12:01. He says that he is working to recall Walker over cuts to the UW system and tax breaks to businesses. In Murden's opinion, Walker is, quote, stepping on the middle class.
Everybody's talking about it around in my circle, in my life, my friends, family. But I think we all need a little more education on as far as how to make sure that we follow through and get them on out of here.
So the organizers are now out collecting signatures, and they have 60 days. What happens next?
Well, they have to collect a lot, 540,208 to be exact. And assuming they do that, the Government Accountability Board will review the petitions. That's a process that will take at least 30 days, according to the board. And if the signatures are approved by the board and survive any possible challenges from Walker's supporters, a recall election could be scheduled perhaps this spring.
Annalise Hensel in the studio with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.